The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we are broadcasting live from Sugar Creek, Ohio, the wonderful Ohio Star Theater. And we are here to see A Simple Sanctuary tonight. And seated next to me is the playwright. I want to get it right. Martha Bolton. And we were talking before the break about how difficult this is, how long it takes. I'm just curious, which is easier, taking someone else's work and making a stage play out of it, or just starting from scratch? You've done a lot of that. You've written, what, more than 80 books, I think?
88,
Which is easier?
Well, I think there's certain areas that are easier for both and certain areas that are harder for both. When you're adapting somebody else's work, there's always that element of you hope they'll be happy, which, thank God, they have been. And then you kind of are at least you have the parameters of where to stay, and it's already – a lot of it has already been determined, so you – you know, a lot of it's already written. And if it's your own work, then it's original and you can go any direction you want. So in that regard, it's a little bit easier just, you know, to work that way. But then the other
you've done a lot of writing, a lot of comedy writing. You've written for you were Bob Hope's first female comedy writer.
Staff writer.
You've written for Mark Lowry and Shonda Pierce and Jeff Allen. And if you have laughed at a joke, you have probably laughed at a Martha Bolton joke. I mean, you probably have. But seeing your work on the stage has got to be different. Take me back to the first time your work, you saw it live on the stage. What was that like?
Well, it's always exciting. Are you talking musicals or comedy or either one?
No, a comedy. Okay. A musical.
Musical, yeah.
Because with comedy, it's a joke here, it's a joke here, it's a bit here, it's a bit there. It's not an entire...
The whole story.
Yeah, the whole production.
Yeah. It's so fascinating because a lot of times the actors will take it a totally different direction that you didn't see, and you go, oh wow, that is great, you know.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes. And then
you mean just by the inflection of their voices?
Yeah,
and so,
or they add something to it that you go, oh, that's great, I love how they did
you
that.
Don't stand you know? Up and go, well, I didn't write that, what's the matter with you?
Well, and even the way that they say it, though, I mean, even if it's the same line, but it's the way that they say it, or they added a movement, or you know, that kind of thing, and so you're thrilled with that. That's great, and just seeing what you saw at 3 o'clock in the morning come to life on the stage, and these characters that especially if it's an original work, and you see a character that was in your head. And you now see them up there with personality and flesh and blood, and there's no feeling better than that. It's like this whole world you just
a world
comes to life.
You
in
have
front
created
of
has come to life.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
it's really cool.
A Simple Sanctuary. Walk us through it, and I don't want you to give away the ending or anything like that. But this is a woman running from the Russian mafia or something, and she ends up in how do you run from the Russian mafia and end up in a buggy? I mean, seriously, you know.
That's a great place to hide, right?
How do you run from the KJB and end up milking a cow in an Amish barn?
You do it at the Ohio Star Theater.
You're going to do it tonight.
Yes.
Does she milk a cow?
Well, you'll have to wait and see. But it's a story about a man who, a husband who comes home one night and his wife is missing. And there's a note left that doesn't give him too much information. And he has to deal with what in the world happened to his marriage. Is his wife okay? Did she leave him? He has no idea.
She's just gone.
She's gone. Okay. And then it's her on the run and him trying to figure it all out. So they're going in two different directions. And it also is about it's a love story. And it's about how a marriage, you know, can it survive long-held secrets from each other? So that's all I'll tell you.
What is the take-home? When the folks leave the theater right behind us, we're sitting in the lobby right now, when the audience leaves tonight, what does the playwright want them to take home with them?
That love conquers all, that it can survive anything.
So it is a message of hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost everything that you do is faith-based, Martha. Mm-hmm. You've had an incredible career in the secular world and comedy and so forth. But now for many years, almost everything you've done has been in the faith community. Was that intentional on your part?
Yes.
Because you were incredibly successful in the secular arena.
Well, years ago, I attended a writer's conference. And I remember the speaker having all the would-be writers to stand up and dedicate your writing to God. And I remember at the time...
No, wait. Where were you in your career at that time?
At the time, I believe it was kind of in the beginning where I was just selling a few things and whatnot. Uh-huh. But I made that commitment, and then I remember as jobs started coming to me, especially going on staff with Bob Hope, I remember thinking that as opportunities came in that realm, I pledged that I did not want to let go of the church, because I had been writing in the church for years, and I wanted them both, if I was going to...
Roasting pastors,
exactly. And I wanted, it was on purpose. I wanted to make sure that if I ascended in one area, I continued working in the other as well. And I didn't want, because so many times people will get their training through the church and then go over to the secular world and then, you know, the church misses that, what they had to offer. So I wanted to do them simultaneously.
You worked in Hollywood for a long time, and we know that Hollywood is... not exactly faith-based, okay. And it's worse today than it was several years ago. But I'm just curious, and I've never asked you this. How many times did you have to say, no, I won't do that? I won't do that. Were you often asked to write jokes and things that would have compromised your morality and so forth?
Well, the way it worked was we would get the topics. And as a writer, you could take it any direction you wanted. So my direction was always, my life direction was, I would write what I would write for the church. I mean, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes there would be a topic, he was pretty clean. I mean, he
did,
yeah. So I never got those. I never felt pressured to... add this or add that, and everyone knew where, my faith was and whatnot. So I never got any pressure that, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. And you could steer things a little bit to go a different direction with a topic, and if you picked it that direction, then that was great. But I didn't get that pressure. And they, you know, it was my own decision on what I did.
And they knew where you stood.
Yeah.
They knew where you stood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, sometimes if there was somebody say something in the room, someone would stop them and say, "We have a lady present." So it was, I was well protected.
Good for you. Good for you, because we've lost that.
Yeah.
Ladies are about as vile as the men are today. So, yeah. All right. We're talking with Martha Bolton, and she is the playwright for A Simple Sanctuary. That's why we're here today at the Ohio Star Theater. We need to take another quick break, but stay tuned. We will continue our discussion with Martha Bolton when we return.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And we are back with Martha Bolton in Sugar Creek, Ohio, for A Simple Sanctuary, the latest musical drama at the Ohio Star Theater. We've talked a lot about Blue Gate Musicals, Simple Sanctuary, the Ohio Star Theater. I want to talk about Martha Bolton just for a few moments, because Martha, you are such a fascinating person, and God has given you such a fascinating life. Just about all of the Hollywood royalty you have known, you have met, and so forth. Who are some of the most unique public figures that you have known?
Well, certainly he's at the top of the list.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope,
sure.
Yeah. And he ran in such a great crowd, so we had, you know, just about anybody that was...
Anybody was on the Bob Hope Show.
Exactly.
Sure.
And in all the fields, in movies, television, sports, politics, he had them all on the show. So,
did you do any of the writing for the movies or just the TV show?
Both. The TV show, but the only movie that we punched up, you know, added some Hope lines, which he's known for, of, you know, giving it to his writers and saying, you know, give me some more jokes in here. But there was one movie that was with Don Ameche that we added some.
Don Ameche.
Yeah. So it called A Masterpiece of Murder, and added some Hope humor.
How many movies did he make?
Oh, wow. I have to get
dozens
that number,
and
but
dozens,
yeah, at least, yeah. He was very, very active. He had an amazing career. No one can touch his career, because he rose to the top of movies, of television, of Broadway, of you name it. He hit every
now,
every realm there was. Radio.
How old was he when he died?
100.
100.
He made it to 100.
And he was very active
until
almost the very end.
And
very sharp.
Yeah. And what slowed him down was his eyesight. He had, years before, he had had a hemorrhage in one of his eyes, and so it had damaged that eye, and he had always depended on his other eye. And then later on in life, as he was getting older, it hemorrhaged in the other eye. So it made the television shows hard for him to do.
Were you able to keep contact with him in the later years of his life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Dolores, his wife, lived to be 103.
Is that right?
Yeah.
103?
Yeah. May have been just before her 103rd birthday, but yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And
absolutely
I believe it
incredible.
Was 69 years that they were married.
Which is so unusual,
so
unusual in Hollywood. And you and Russ have been married how long?
49.
49. I tried to.
I married at 12.
I was going to say 14. Her husband, Russ, is just a delightful guy. And I tried to get him on the air, and he wouldn't. I wanted him to come on the air. He is a former L.A. cop in Los Angeles. And we were just talking, Martha, you've got to be very glad that he is away from that now and retired and safe and whole.
Yes. Well, and the interesting thing about his career is I'm sure he holds the record for this, but he retired from LAPD 3 times.
Is that right?
I don't know if anybody else has done that. But 3 times. He'd retire and he'd go back for a little while and retire again and go back for a little while and retire again.
Was it?
And then he finally said, okay, enough.
Was it? I mean, L.A. is not the easiest place in the world to be a cop.
Uh-uh.
What was it like being the wife? I mean, you had your own career, obviously very successful. But what was it like being married to an L.A. cop?
Well, he didn't bring a lot of the work home, so that helped. I think in the early years they told him, don't bring your work home, because divorce rate is really high among policemen. And
So he
didn't do that. The only time that it got scary a little bit was there was the North Hollywood shooting. I don't know if you remember. It was a big two guys had been robbing banks, and they came in with full armor. And I didn't think he was there because that wasn't his area. But what, unbeknownst to me, that they had just given an open call to any police
to
just come down there. And he had gone down there, so we watched it on television just unfold all day long, but I didn't know he was there, and then I found out later he was there.
Well, I don't want to keep you any longer. We've got just 2 to 3 minutes left, and there's a VIP reception, and people are going to want to meet you and so forth. But, Martha, I know that there are many people in my audience. In fact, I got an email this morning from one of my listeners. More and more people are writing and publishing. Because of the ease of self-publishing and so forth. What is your counsel, what is your advice to the people in our audience who want to publish, who want to write? What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing I would say is don't ever give up, because you're going to get rejected.
And the second thing is you'll never make any money.
and that's the next thing. Don't count on it paying for dinner.
Yeah.
No, in the beginning, you have to be willing to work for free, because no one's going to come up to you and say, you know, here's a lot of money to write.
Right,
they're not
going
to do that until you prove yourself. So you're going to have to be willing to work for free. And you are going to get rejected, and you've got to bounce back and just keep improving. Don't just keep sending the same thing out. If it got rejected, there could be a reason why. Sometimes it's just the editor wasn't in a good mood or whatever that day. But if it keeps getting rejected, don't give up, and make it count. Make what you write count.
What do you mean by that? Just quickly. What do you mean by that?
Don't just write frivolous things. Write things that change the world.
What great advice. Great advice. Martha Bolton, and she is the playwright for A Simple Sanctuary that's going to be on stage tonight. And it continues through November... sometime in November. I don't remember the date, but you've got to see it. Joy and I will see it for the first time tonight, and we can't wait. The Ohio Star Theater is a wonderful place to come and see drama, musicals. They do an incredible job, and you can go to the OhioStarTheater.com and check for tickets, but make sure you go to their site. Don't buy tickets from a reseller. You're going to pay far, far, far too much. Get your tickets for A Simple Sanctuary at the Ohio Star Theater. It does continue through November, but don't wait. Martha Bolton, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep up the great, great work. Celebrity Live will continue from Sugar Creek, Ohio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.